This is HDN.
Well, hello there. It is Friday, September the 5th. This is the Late City edition of the Halifax Daily News. We recorded one last night, and so many things have happened that we thought we would update it before we released it to you because it was just too dated. And we want to be more cutting edge than that.
Yeah, remember when Halifax used to have two newspapers? We had the Chronicle Herald in the morning, and then
we had the Mail Star
in the afternoon. Well, consider this your Mail Star of podcasts for today.
And that woman that just spoke to you, she's your female star of podcasts. Anyway, what we're going to do is we're going to take all the good bits from the stuff that we did earlier and splice them into this one to make one big heap of podcast love just for you and your weekend.
Well, first of all, Los Angeles is showing the Trailer Park Boys some serious love this week. Holy jumping. First of all, if you are a fan of podcasting and you listen to Adam Carolla, make sure you listen to the Friday edition of the Adam Carolla Show because the Trailer Park Boys are on.
They're on today.
Yes.
And then tonight, Adam Carolla's friend, Jimmy Kimmel, has the Trailer Park Boys on as his guest.
Now, this is going to be interesting. They appeared as Mike Smith, J.P. Tremblay, and Rob Wells. I mean, they weren't in character.
Although Adam did introduce them as the Trailer Park Boys.
Yeah.
But you know what? I don't think they're going to be in character because they're not in character with SwearNet, which is the movie that they're promoting right now.
That's true. But it'd be interesting to see what they do for Kimmel.
And it'll be interesting to see what they do for us. Because, guys, if you're listening, and I know you are...
We're holding you to that promise.
You promised us that you would be on our podcast, and now you're down in California on Carolla's, so we're waiting for you to come back here and spend some quality time in the Beaver Bank bunker. And speaking of the Trailer Park Boys, it was just announced that they are coming to Casino, Nova Scotia.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they put on a hell of a live show. Just go on to Netflix and you get to see their show that they did in Dublin. Very funny stuff. Well, they're doing a Christmas special here at the casino.
They are back with their Christmas spectacular, the Trailer Park Boys Dear Santa, Go Fuck Yourself Tour, featuring Ricky, Julian Bubbles, Randy, and Mr. Leahy. So it is the complete complement. Friday, December the 19th, 8 p.m. at the Schooner Showroom.
What a fun time that's going to be.
Oh, my God.
You know, the funny thing is, for the longest time, I thought, how would they put that show really on stage?
I know.
But after seeing them doing the live in Dublin show, you know, it's just a party. It's just a lot of fun. And they are genuinely funny, nice guys, too. So, and hopefully you'll see that and hear that firsthand when they're on our podcast.
Yes. But in the meantime, set your PVRs for Jimmy Kimmel for tonight. And if you're a fan of Washer Toss, the Sakawa Canoe Club is having their Washer Toss tournament Saturday. Teams of two, $40 apiece, all sorts of cash and prizes to be won. They're going to have a beer tent and a barbecue.
Beer? Washer Toss and beer?
I know.
Together?
I know.
That's a weird concept.
And it starts at 9 a.m. It's actually sponsored
The beer starts at 9 a.m.?
I don't know. It's sponsored by Corona, so there is a strong possibility that the beer tent will be open at 9 a.m. But if you're interested, just www.sakawa.ca to register, get some more information. And I mean, it's a great way to support that fabulous canoe club.
Hey, our friend and regular podcast listener, Ian Hamilton, wrote us from Quebec. He's down in Rimouski. And good to hear that we've got a big Rimouski contingent there listening to the podcast. But this is an interesting story. It's kind of a heartbreaker here. A gentleman by the name of Derek Bukok made the regional news, even some of the Montreal dailies, after injuring himself on a cross-Canada bike trip. Derek's had a long and difficult battle with cancer. He even lost his wife to cancer back in 2009.
Wow.
So being somewhat of a veteran when it comes to bike tours, he's from Britain. He decided to bike around the world upon hearing that his cancer, get this, had returned. This time he was told it would be terminal.
Wow.
So he just gets up on the bike and says, I'm going to bike around the world. And he's done quite well. He's been across Europe, a large chunk of Africa, much of Asia. And then he flew to BC and wanted to trek across Canada.
Okay.
And he got as far as Rimouski.
He's almost there.
Yeah. And his front tire blew out and it threw him from the bike. He was taken to hospital in Rimouski, but he was discharged fairly quickly. Some of the community rallied there to have him placed in a hospice to recover and to get him meals. But sadly, he's unable to continue his trek on the bike. But now he wants to take the train to Halifax this weekend and still continue his trek across Canada.
Oh, wow.
Now, a close friend of Ian's there in Rimouski has been helping him out, and she asked him if he could help him get to Newfoundland in some way. And that's where he thought that we might come in.
Okay.
If anybody has any ideas, it would be really, really neat to help him with his journey across Canada. I mean, he almost made it.
Oh, so now does he have a website with some information on it?
Yeah, he says here he has a website and a blog. He updates it as often as possible. It is at Derek'sBikeTrip.com.
Okay.
All one word, Derek'sBikeTrip.com. We're going to try to get Derek on the show, say on Monday's podcast, and talk to him. Now that he's traveled all over the world, I'm sure he has some neat stories that he can share with us, and hopefully we can help him finish his trip across Canada.
Let's do it for Derek.
Boy, a lot of tributes coming in for the late Joan Rivers.
Yeah, she passed away yesterday afternoon, 81 years old, after, about a week in hospital after that throat surgery that she had undergone.
Now, a lot of people are making jokes on the internet, and other people are saying like, oh, come on, too soon. You shouldn't do that. She's the woman who was a saint. Are you kidding? Think about it.
She would have been the first
person to say things.
And she would have loved it all.
Yeah.
Some of the things that she'd said publicly about what she wants for her funeral are just hilarious. She wants Meryl Streep there crying in five different accents.
She wants a fan to blow on her so her hair is constantly blowing in the wind.
Yes, in the casket. Now, early indications are that services are being planned for Sunday in New York City.
And she also wants to donate her body to Tupperware.
Yes, because she's had so much plastic surgery. That was her own joke, by the way.
Hundreds upon hundreds of plastic surgery. Actually, one joke that I laughed at, and I'm sure that she would have laughed at too, is she died doing what she loved, having surgery. But you know what? I met her when she was here in town.
I was going to say, when she played Casino Nova Scotia a couple years back.
Oh, you know what? I was thrilled. I had a record, which she signed. We still have it hanging here in the Beaver Bank bunker. But I was quite surprised that she was so nice, so fragile. So the plastic surgery thing was a bit scary.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing on TV or on stage, but when you're up that close and in person, it is like...
It's almost gruesome.
It really doesn't look natural.
No.
You know how if you see somebody who's been like badly burned or something like that, there's like an instinct in you that kind of looks twice.
And double take.
Whoa, what was that? That's the way you feel. I mean, because she was older. She's what, in her 80s?
Yeah, she was 81.
So she was in her late 70s at the time. So she had like older woman's skin, but it was just pulled back so tightly. It just didn't look natural. But you know what? She was one of the nicest people I've ever met. And I mean that sincerely.
Wow.
I didn't, talk to her for all that long, but I did talk to Amy Moore from Casino, Nova Scotia, and she had her over at her house, and she said it was just like having a grandma over.
Isn't that something?
Well, grandma that likes dropping the F-bomb every once in a while.
I was going to say,
because we saw her show. Oh my God. After meeting this nice, wonderful grandma, I was like, oh, thank you so much. Okay, goodbye. And everything. She gets up on stage and just starts lambasting people. And oh my God, some of the stuff she said was just, it was shocking.
Yeah. And
she will be missed.
Real trailblazer, set the stage, so to speak, for a lot of female comics today. So,
I mean, she's, as you would say, she's a no shit Sherlock.
Yeah.
She's been there, done that. She will not put up with anything that's substandard.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's just what she does. This is, she's been doing it forever and a day.
That was her career.
And so I guess you could call her a diva of sorts. I don't think any person that's a terrific singer or something like that would be any less of that. The Barbara Streisand. Did you know that she was Barbara Streisand's roommate?
Wow.
Yeah. The two of them came to New York. They both wanted to be actresses.
Yeah.
And think about it. One became very famous singer. The other became very famous comedian.
Yep.
And they lived together. Could you imagine that in the 60s, Barbara Streisand and
Joan Rivers
together in a small flat in New York? Anyway, she will be missed. She and Robin Williams are making God laugh right now.
That's right. God's laughing his ass off as we speak.
Great picture you put on Facebook. Did you put that on our Facebook page?
No, but you know what? I will.
Yeah. And that, where did that come from?
I don't know. I saw it on Facebook, or maybe I got it from TMZ.
Robin Williams with a big gray beard.
Full beard. I mean, it looked like
and Joan
it was,
Rivers.
The two of them together. And it's kind of neat
now
to see.
Together again.
Oh, man. Well, it seems like it was just a month ago that we were wishing Peter Kelly well in his new job at pest control here in Halifax. But
fighting bugs.
Lo and behold, we have to congratulate him again on yet another job as the chief administrative officer for the county of West Lock, about an hour north of Edmonton. He just moved there, I guess, first of the week. Yeah, he has taken his dog and pony show to Alberta, like many, many other Nova Scotians. And so much for the Be Bold campaign. Man, if we can't retain somebody who's got 27 years of municipal experience, and he's going to be pulling in somewhere between $100,000 and $150,000.
So what you're saying, though, is it would have been nice if he had stayed here in Nova Scotia to run the town?
You know, I don't know if this was a job issue or not, or whether this was a more personal issue, because I do know that Peter Kelly has had some personal problems going through a divorce. He just recently discovered that he has a son that he had never met who does live out west.
Okay.
So, well, you know, maybe a lot of the personal things factored into this.
More power to him. You know
more
what?
More power to him.
I think the people of Westlock are, they're going to have a very good CAO. He's going to do great there.
But as somebody who is searching for a full-time job here in the Halifax region of municipality, to find out that even your former mayor has got to move to Alberta to get a good, well-paying job, that's a little on the depressing side.
Now we've got somebody to write if we're looking for a job out in Westlock.
There it is. For many of us who have dogs, this is definitely something that we have encountered time and time again.
Poo in the backyard.
There's that. Mm-hmm. But dogs are going to eat stuff that they're not meant to eat.
Like poo in the backyard.
Like poo in the backyard. Or
poo in the backyard. That should be a name of a band.
How about this Great Dane in Portland, Oregon, ate 43 socks. Took him
43.
To the vet. 43 socks.
So even when your Great Dane eats your socks, he's still leaving that one unmatched sock sitting there.
That's right.
Had to be an odd number.
The dog was feeling a little under the weather. Owner takes him to the vet. They do the x-rays, and 43 socks were crammed into that poor dog's stomach. They did surgery, and the vet was saying it was unbelievable. They just kept pulling sock after sock after sock.
And pretty soon they put on the music. It's
unbelievably.
Like a magic act.
Anyway, this dog is doing great. Was home from surgery the next day, and so far no reported sock incidents. But this was actually part of a contest down in the States it was...
How many socks can your dog eat? It was
no,
a radio contest.
It was a contest at Veterinary Practice News, and it was called They Ate What? This dog won the $500 prize. Losing out was a frog that gobbled up 30 rocks from the bottom of his cage.
30 rocks? So yeah, this poor little frog ate 30 rocks?
30 rocks.
Like the actual building?
The entire thing, Tina Fey included.
Wow, that's incredible. Maybe that's where all of our unmatched socks are going.
I'm going to check.
How are you going to check? Reach inside the dog's throat and see? See any Great Danes in the neighborhood lately?
Exactly.
Ah.
There is so much stuff going on this weekend.
Okay, go for it.
It is actually almost busier this weekend than like in the height of summer.
Well, you know why? This is the first captive weekend where all the students are here in town, all the families, the cottages are closed down. I mean, this is the first weekend where they've got us. We're a captive audience, so let the games begin.
Kermesse Fun Fair for the IWK. This is one of their major fundraisers. 104th annual fun fair. It goes on Saturday at the grounds of the IWK, and it starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. They have everything, razzmatazz, children performances at 10:30. They got
great
jumpy castles. The Shriner Clowns will be there. Stilt Walkers, games, prizes, food, crafts. Clay Cafe and Discovery Center are going to be there as well. Inside the hospital at the Parker Reception Room is the silent auction. And it, as I said, it runs all day from 10 o'clock in the morning until 3 in the afternoon, rain or shine. Now, if it does rain, they do move some of the fun and games outside into the main IWK building. So just be aware of that. Hey, this is also Italian Festival weekend, starting today, running through Sunday. It is all things Italian, culture, food, the bocce ball, exhibits, entertainment, and they do it all at the Italian Cultural Center on Agricola Street. Oval Fun Day. This is a great activity if you're just new to town, i.e. students. Going tomorrow, it is fun and free from 1 until 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Now, the main target, kids and teens up to 18.
What are they doing on the oval? Not skating.
Volleyball, rollerblading, hockey shootouts, scootering, toilet bowl racing. Toilet bowl racing? Well, that'll be interesting.
I could have done that the other day. I digress.
Jumbo trike races. They got sport demonstrations and whatnot. They do it in conjunction, actually, with the Canadian Tire Jumpstart. So, again, starts at 1 o'clock in the afternoon tomorrow at the Oval. It's going to be a march on Sunday, the third annual Stop the Violence Day. That is coming up at 3 o'clock at the Commons on Sunday. And, boy, this is a long one. Marching from the Halifax Commons to the Dartmouth Commons, they'll stop on the McDonald Bridge and do the first ever Holding Hands Against Violence. So that is a very, very cool event.
The first Holding Hands Against Violence, I thought, was after the parade on Natal Day.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Maybe this is the second one, then.
Okay, boy, it was so popular, the first one.
That's right.
Did they not get it together? I don't even remember. I wasn't at the parade.
I remember talking about it, but I don't remember
beforehand,
of it.
I never heard about it afterwards. Hmm. For God's sakes, let's hold hands for freaking violence.
For Christ's sakes, let's just hold hands and be done with it, okay?
Hold hands or I'll give you the back of mine. Guess we're kind of straying from the whole point of the whole thing here. Okay,
yeah,
sorry.
Pretty much so. Into basketball, NBA in particular, there's going to be a basketball tour at Micmac Mall tomorrow. This is kind of neat. All sorts of really neat demonstrations that'll be going on. They're going to have wheelchair basketball and demonstrations. I think they do have some NBA type players. I don't, none of the big names going to be there, but yeah, kind of neat to see anyway. And again, it is at Micmac Mall.
Hmm.
The 7th annual Cole Harbor Harvest Festival is going for the family on Saturday in and around Cole Harbor Place. They start bright and early, 9 a.m. They've got the festival road race, the free pancake breakfast, and then they've got the Grand Street Parade. All kinds of activities through the afternoon, farmer's market, there's a health fair, the corn boil, free skate, and tons of games. And then there's going to be some music and entertainment as well from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. at the main stage. And then 9 o'clock, fireworks and a free drive-in movie. They're going to be showing Back to the Future. So coleharbor.org for more information, but that goes pretty much all day on Saturday.
Sydney going to be there?
No, Nathan, he's arrested.
Is Nathan going to be there? Guess who was out in the bars having fun because he just turned 19 and he's legal.
Who?
Nathan MacKinnon.
No way.
Yeah. You're in Halifax, so good on you, buddy.
Right on.
I can't believe that. You know, he's already such a star. How much is he making now? How many millions is he making for signing?
And he wasn't able to legally have a beer to celebrate.
Yeah, and still isn't able to legally have a beer in a lot of places.
Yeah, that's true.
So, in the States, for sure.
A new Twitter account has popped up, and it's about all things Dartmouth. At Hello Dartmouth, that is their address on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, we love Dartmouth, you do too, introducing Hello Dartmouth. So sign up and follow them for a look at what's going on in the city across the harbor.
Hey, we're all one big happy Halifax city now,
yeah,
remember that?
You know what? I know we
are. None of this HRM stuff anymore, it's
no,
Halifax.
No. But we all have, I mean, let's face it.
It's a community across the harbor then.
And we do have individual communities that have their own personalities and they have their own events.
I don't think you should call Dartmouth a city anymore, just like you shouldn't call Bedford a town anymore, and you shouldn't call Mount Uniacke the end of the freaking world anymore.
Well, this is kind of neat. If you have family or friends coming in to visit for the next little while, the Downtown Halifax Business Commission is actually offering free walking tours of downtown Halifax until October 29th. They are hour-long walking tours every Monday and Thursday at 10:30 a.m. And you just meet outside the Samuel Kennard statue that's down by the Seaport Farmers Market and the Port Authority building. And again, they are absolutely free. There's no need to book it in advance. You just kind of show up and walk. And the tour guides will just guide you through highlights of historic features of downtown Halifax, current festivals, let you know what's going on with shopping and dining and entertainment and the various tourist attractions. And if you don't have any mobility issues, I say it's a great idea to get out there and just sort of walk and learn about your town.
Mm.
Well, this is something that you have noticed and you have discussed this over the summer.
Dog dog poo in the backyard?
Not dog poo in the backyard. Expensive meat. Have you noticed the price of meat lately?
Have you noticed how many steaks I have barbecued for this family this summer? I don't think I've cooked one steak.
Really?
Pork chops. We've had every other kind of meat, but beef. And we always have steak on the barbecue.
That was our big thing, yeah. Butchers say high meat prices likely going to get worse before they get better.
Oh, no.
Yep. And I guess this really is affecting everybody. I mean, it's affecting butchers, it's affecting farmers, the organic retailers, and the prices, really, livestock prices have stayed too high for too long, and the butchers and grocery store owners can no longer continue to hold their prices down. So that means consumers are the ones that are going to be feeling the pinch. The reason?
We're already feeling the pinch.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes, what's the reason?
The global appetite for meat continues to grow as the middle class in developing countries grows richer. And at the same time, high feed costs the last several years and drought in the U.S. have driven farmers to cull some of their herds in traditional cattle country. So, I mean, it's really putting a squeeze on the cattle population. So the cows that are around are going to be more and more expensive.
There you go, my little children. Mm-hmm. Be off with you. Enjoy your weekend. Yep. We're back here at the Beaver Bank Bunker on Monday.
Until then.